Well, out there in our tourism industry, I wouldn't call it elation, but there's certainly some considerable support for what the Prime Minister has done when he arrived in Cairns early yesterday morning. It was a significant amount of money that's headed our way. It's a $60 million federal government booster shot to hard-hit regions, of which we've been allocated 25%, $15 million. I don't know what that actually represents as far as, you know, benefits for the industry is concerned, but we're about to talk to a gentleman about how that could be spent effectively. Does it get spent across Australia? Does it get spent internationally? Or is it some sort of 50-50 breakup? And how is it spent in a way that makes us look fundamentally irresistible? That's what we all hope for anyway, because I've got to tell you, international visitors are very thin on the ground. I think someone said yesterday we've got about, at any one time in Cairns at the moment, about 50. About 50 international visitors instead of, I don't know, 15,000 or something. So we've got a hell of a long way to go. And I said to the Prime Minister yesterday morning, I said, you've got a background in Tourism Australia. You used to head up Tourism Australia. With that sort of background, maybe you can give us a bit of an estimate as to how long the recovery might take when it comes to international visitors. I hear some people say 3 years, could be more. He said he wouldn't be that pessimistic. We didn't get, obviously, any specific figure, and, of course, that would be impossible. But I'm going to talk now with Dr. Ken Chapman. Ken's given us some very worthwhile information in these discussions on this program in the past. He's the chair of SkyRail, but he's, more importantly for this discussion, a chair of Tourism Tropical North Queensland, and spent quite a deal of time having a chat with our Prime Minister yesterday. G'day, Ken.
G'day, John. How are you?
I'm well. How did yesterday go? Just on a basic, talking situation where you were walking around, what did the conversation head into? Obviously, how tough it is here would have been the first thing you would have touched on. But where did we go with options as to where we find a recovery from this nightmare?
Well, look, I've got to say, the Prime Minister really does get it. He gets the situation that we're in here, how tough it's been for the last 2 years. And also what it's going to take to recover our inbound industry. You've got to remember, we were the most successful regional destination in the country for international tourism. We were. But that took 30 years to develop. And for the last 2 years, it's been at zero, and which, of course, has, you know, damaged all the businesses and the employment here. But it's also devastated the international trade. You know, they've lost their knowledgeable staff and what have you. So the re-engagement with the travel agents around the world and the airlines and, all the wholesalers that we've got to do to get back to where we were is a really big job. And he got it. He got it right from the beginning. He's got a background in Tourism Australia, so that yes. certainly helps. But he also listened. You know, when he was here a few weeks ago for the Reef Rescue launch, you know, he sat down with Mark Olson and I on the boat, on the Quicksilver boat, and he listened. He looked at our proposal because we had a very comprehensive proposal on what we, you know, we thought needed to be done.
Yeah.
He went through it line by line. I mean, you know, he really did. I've never seen that before from a Prime Minister, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And he personally backed it. And, you know, of course, Warren Entsch has been in there fighting just tirelessly throughout this pandemic. And really, you know, the support that that he's managed to encourage the government to give us has kept the businesses alive. So the businesses are still here. It's kept, you know, more staff than we would have otherwise had. And so we're in a position to recover, you know. But we're going to have to re-engage internationally, and it's a big job. And all the operators, of course, have been cash-strapped for 2 years, so they're not in a great position.
No.
Some of this money will actually be used to directly support them in joining us on missions. You know, Cairns is famous for hunting in packs and pounding the pavements in overseas source markets like Tokyo, New York, London, Frankfurt, you know, wherever. And we're going to be able to do that again with their support. So it's been really important, and it's really going to make a difference and bring forward the time frame, which otherwise I've got to say was looking very protracted.
Yeah, exactly. Can I just ask you, but you just said something interesting. I mean, everyone thinks, oh, well, we've lost so many of the skills that we had here. When some of them were backpackers, some of them have just gone to other parts of Australia to get employment. But, you know, Perry out on his reef boat says, oh, well, where do I get next up? Where do I get the divers? Other people have people now who've disappeared who had specific skills that they can't easily replace. You've just made the point that this is not just us here, not just even in Australia. It's international with tourism itself, with travel internationally. A whole lot of people fundamentally have deserted that sector and gone and got other employment. So the whole structure has been weakened internationally over the last couple of years.
Yeah, it really has. So we'll be building new relationships with new people in order to, you know, so that they, and they, we need to get them down here so they can see the product, so they know what to sell. Because this is about the sell bit. A lot of the rest of the money, the other $45 million, is going to be going to advertising and what have you, yeah, to build by Tourism Australia. And that builds desire, right? Yeah. But you've got to convert that into actual bookings. And to do that, you need travel agents who know what to book and how to book it and, you know, actually get it. Mm. So it's a big job. It really is. But this $15 million from the federal government directly to Tourism Tropical North Queensland is going to make a massive difference.
Yeah.
Without it, we really would have been in trouble, you know.
Now, we don't need to go through a whole lot of detail here because we'd be guessing, but if you had to have a guess, let's talk about where the tourists internationally might be coming from. Well, in the reasonably early stages, over the next 6 to 12 months, are we talking about obviously Japan, I would imagine? Are you confident about getting significant visitation again from China? With the conflict in Europe, are we going to get numbers out of the continent? Where do you think they'll come from over the next 12 months?
Well, look, I think the first cab off the rank is probably going to be UK and also Europe. There's really strong interest and forward bookings out of the UK. Bear in mind, they've been open for quite a while. Most of Europe and certainly the UK has been open. Japan's going to be longer because while they can travel here, they've got to go into quarantine on the way back. So what we're seeing from the consumer surveys in Japan is there's still very, very low interest in international travel for that reason. You can understand that, you know. So I think it's going to depend on country by country what their circumstance is. China's still completely shut down, so that's not going to happen even without the kind of relationship issues that we're having at the moment. North America, I think, you know, is going to come back sooner. We need to get those flights established. But I think UK is clearly going to be one of the first, and also India, funnily enough. They're relatively open. They've been an increasingly important market for us, but it's also important because they come through Singapore, so it supports that Singapore airline flight. And a big part of this is getting those international connections back that we used to have and making sure they're successful and viable and they, you know, we don't lose them.
Yeah.
You can't take anything for granted anymore.
Yes, exactly. John,
we're going to have to work for all of it.
Yeah. A lot of work to do. Just before you go, Ken, how are you going with SkyRail?
Look, it's still very quiet. We've seen a pickup just in the last couple of days. We're still only at 5 days a week, but we'll be going to 7 days a week for the school holidays. But it's still very tough, I have to say. But we're pretty optimistic that from the school holidays onwards, domestic will be strong. You know, I think I'm even hoping it'll be, better than it was pre-COVID. International is going to take longer. That's clear.
Mm. This has been an excellent update. Thank you, Ken.
Thanks, John.
Dr. Ken Chapman there, Chair of SkyRail Rainforest Cableway and a Chair of Tourism Tropical North Queensland.